Namaste, my name is Rui Simra, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak 10 skills we need and hard to learn. The first thing is what I do here, speaking up. Public speaking is an asset that can everybody train. And that is really necessary. No? Then to being honest with yourself, know what you know and know what you don't know, and be the best in your business, okay? If not, learn. Then having confidence. So I didn't have confidence in the beginning when I was a child. So I've trained this, I learned this, also with public speaking. I was forced to speak public. So watch it. First you cannot do it, then you train it, and then you are good. And that you can try and that you should do in every area of your life. If you have a vision and you cannot follow your vision because you don't have the faith that you can't do it, then for what you have this vision? Okay? Just do it. And you can do it. Okay? Then the next thing is the skill of listening. That is true for me. I'm a bad listener. So Nelson Mandela had learned from his father, let first the other people speak, and at the end you give your opinion when you are the leader. If you give first your opinion and think that is so and so, then all the other people who are under you cannot contribute and they don't feel good. Everybody wants to be heard. Okay? So focus as a leader and everywhere else that you speak at the end. And then you can listen to the different opinion. Okay, then you ask. Why they do have this opinion? That you know from what area they are coming. Just listen, okay? And if another person gives his opinion, don't note or don't do something, okay, it's great, it's not great. Be neutral. And at the end, give your opinion. Okay. Learn to manage your time effective. That is crucial. The time is our gift. And normally we're doing 80% what we don't have to do or what is not effective. So we should skip this 80% and focus on the 20% so that we be our best. Instead to waste our time. Or the next question is, are you busy? And doing what is needed? Or doing what is not needed? You see, everywhere people keep to be busy, but they don't do what they should do. So, and we should be excited, passionate, and creative. And for this, we should use our time. And the other things, just skip. Okay? Then stop of whining and complaining. Yes, that is necessary. If you complain or criticize, put a quarter in a jar and try first. One day, not whining, and then again, until You do it the whole week. And what is also important is stay in the here and now. If you go in the past, you will regret and be depressed. If you go in the future, you will be anxious because you are anticipating what is coming. And you don't know it, so you are afraid. So there's only one thing: stay in the here and now. And in the here and now, there is a God. There you have the greatest control. You feel most at ease, and only there you can feel happiness. Next one, eight, is that being consistent. So sex is a journey. If you fail, you have to pick yourself up and go forward. Comes nine. Getting enough sleep, yes. So that you are relaxed and fit the next day, instead to be tired and don't like to work to do anything. And point 10, have empathy. Empathy is that pause, give us the best, what is inside of yourself. It is what civilizes us. It is what connects us.